This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasodi. The Marlboro Man was the ultimate emblem of masculinity for very, very long time, which is why it's particularly ironic that research coming out of Sweden has strongly suggested that smoking is associated with loss of the Y chromosome. Telling us more about this manly Y and its decline is Dr. Arif Anwar, our resident geneticist. Yes. Welcome, Dr.
Yes.
Arif.
Hey, hi.
We're going to have a load of fun in this show.
We are. It's going to be a fun show. not so serious today.
If you have a question, send it through at 0162019000 or tweet BFM Radio. First things first, Dr. Arif, what does the Y chromosome do in our bodies and our genome?
Right. I mean, you don't have one.
No, I do. Right. I do know I don't have
you don't,
one.
You don't have one. So it only males.
We're a double X, the female.
Women, human females. No, there are differences in other animals, so it's important I say that, human. So human females have two X chromosomes, and each X chromosome in a woman has roughly 1,000 genes. These genes are the things that go off and do things, are functional bits of the DNA. And men, you know, despite the, you know, I mean, if you look at it globally, and you're a business station, you look at number of CEOs on the planet and the salary of men compared to women globally, you know, it's much higher. I think 90% of CEOs on the planet are, you know, if you look at Fortune 500 companies in the US are predominantly male. Mm-hmm. So, but actually, men are vastly inferior and much smaller when compared to women, when you look at the genetics part of it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Vastly inferior.
And how so?
Vastly inferior. So, if you look at going back to human females, so you have two X chromosomes in all your cells, most of your cells, and each X chromosome has about roughly 1,000 genes. Whereas the male Y chromosome, we only have one.
One gene?
One chromosome.
Okay, yes.
not one gene.
It's an X and a Y.
So men have XY. So they have one X, and they have one Y chromosome. And the Y chromosome they can only get from their father. Right? It's passed down through the male line. So, you know, do you remember last time I was here, we talked about mitochondrial Eve?
Yes.
There's also Adam Y.
Okay.
Right?
Really?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
So if you think about it again, logically, and if you're religious, then you have to, you know, if you can only get it from your male, the first male must be the one that had the first Y chromosome.
Okay.
So the Y chromosome can only come from your father's line, your grandfather, etc. So you follow it down that whole line. Now, what's interesting is through time, but over the millions of years, the Y chromosome has got smaller and smaller and smaller. It used to have many more genes, over 1,000 genes. But now it only has about 60 genes. So it's like a stub of a chromosome. If you look at human chromosomes down a microscope, you know, you've got the chromosome 1 and 2 and et cetera until 22, and then you have the X chromosome, which is large. And then you have the little teeny runt of a chromosome. I mean, it's a little teeny stub. It's tiny. It's very, very small. So it has a 20th of the genes of the X chromosome. So, you know, this whole, you know, men like to sometimes, you know, be macho and the Marlboro Man and, you know, driving fast cars and hairy chests and all the rest of it. But when it comes to what makes us different from women, genetically, from a DNA perspective, it's a very small amount of DNA. It's a teeny amount of DNA. A stub of DNA.
Every male has a Y chromosome, at least one. Can you have a double Y, or do you always have an X and a Y?
Okay. Now, really good question. So the vast majority of normal human males will be XY. So they have one X chromosome and one Y chromosome. Mm-hmm. Some males, sometimes, you can get all sorts of permutations, all sorts of combinations. So you can have, for example, you can have XYY.
Three?
Well, you have X, your normal XY, but an extra copy of Y.
Okay.
Right? And that can cause some problems. normally these men tend to be more aggressive. They tend to be much taller. Doesn't mean everybody who's tall is XYY, by the way. I hasten to add that's not true.
But how common is that?
It's very, very rare. It is rare. It is relatively rare. It's due to a mistake during the process of generating sperm and then the eventual embryo. So sometimes two Y chromosomes get into a single sperm, and then that's carried on. So it's very rare. But, you know, often if you look at, and I've talked about this before, if you look at, for example, prison populations, there tends to be a higher number of XYY men in prison populations. And they've done analysis, for example, on men who've been involved in domestic violence against women. And there's a higher percentage of men who have done that kind of behavior who've been XYY, who've got an extra Y chromosome. So it's not an excuse. You know, there's no excuse ever for domestic violence. But, you know, there in very, very few, this I don't want to make this, you know, into a serious issue, serious point here. It's very, very rare. But it can happen. You can have XYY.
Okay.
That's possible.
Double Y? Is that even possible?
Double Y, I think that's not possible. If it is extremely rare. So XYY is possible. XO is possible, if you know women who only have one X chromosome. Mm-hmm. That's also possible. So there's multiple permutations, and you can get combinations of double X's and double Y's, and things can go wrong during sperm production or egg production.
An article in the Nature magazine described the Y chromosome as one that was previously thought of as a genetic wasteland.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Okay, now I want to go into a little bit of, sorry, I promised it wouldn't be serious, but a little bit of serious
we
genetics.
We need to understand.
Yeah, a little bit of serious genetics. So if you think about it, let me think of an analogy. So if you have two pieces of paper that you photocopy against each other, right? So if you have two copies and one, there's a mistake in one, you can always correct it with the other copy. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a terrible analogy. Let me think of a different analogy.
Okay.
You know, if there's people, maybe there are BFM listeners who are old enough to remember this, you know, like diskettes that you put in computers, mm-hmm. or even a compact disc, a CD.
If you have 5 1/4
yeah,
disc.
Yeah, well, something like that, maybe,
okay.
Right? So if you have one disc that goes wrong and you have one that's correct, mm-hmm. you can copy from the one that's good back onto the one that's gone wrong. So if you have two, if you always have two, then you've got a much higher chance of getting rid of errors. Now, what's happening, this is a natural process that's happening to all of us, unfortunately, is with time, we are accumulating changes in our DNA. You just can't help it, you know. And some of these happen in harmless places. Some of them happen in positions that can damage our genes, and they're called mutations. And the body has a mechanism, many mechanisms, to repair DNA. It's very important that we're able to do that, otherwise the gene will lose function or things will start to go wrong and will fall apart. Now, what happens is normally, if you think about it, this is why another reason why women are superior to men genetically. I'm hoping no one's going to. If
I'm
I was a woman,
you.
I would be in trouble by saying that, but you know, I am as far as I, yeah. So women are superior genetically because for every chromosome they have two copies, right? So if there's a mistake in one, you can always correct it with the other one, which might be okay. The problem with men is we only have one copy of the Y chromosome. So when there's an error in the Y chromosome, it's much harder for, there's no nothing, how do you copy something where there isn't another copy of it? Now, the Y chromosome does have, and I won't go into, this gets into deeper genetics, and I won't go into it, but it does have sequences which are repeats, where genes repeat, and then it can copy itself against a copy. But I'm not going to go into that unless somebody calls and gives me academic grief for not mentioning that. I just want to cover my bases. But, I mean, you can think of it like that. So if you only have one, there is another buddy chromosome to copy against.
Okay.
So that accumulates lots of errors. And there's vast amounts of junk in the Y chromosome. Now, junk, when I say junk,
yeah,
I mean,
what do you mean?
I mean like junk DNA. DNA doesn't do anything. I mean, DNA, I mean, you can get two types of DNA. DNA that is part of genes that go on and make things. So genes go and often make proteins eventually. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are many, I mean, all the things you can think of in your body somehow are related to proteins the body makes, like insulin, for example, which regulates blood sugar in your in your body.
Junk.
Yeah. So there are lots and lots of bits, large stretches of junk DNA which don't seem to have any known function. We don't know what it does. So a lot of people, in fact, the Y chromosome was first sequenced in 2003. And a lot of people said, what's the point of doing it? It's just a rubbish sequence, rubbish chromosome. It's a waste. But actually, there are some very interesting functions. It has some very interesting functions. So it has the gene which actually determines the gender of a baby, of a fetus. Yeah. This SRY gene, which determines the gender. And it has lots of genes associated with fertility and sperm production and things like that. So it is important. It is important, but it's teeny. That's the problem. And it's prone to problems.
Is it just our ignorance of the Y chromosome? Because, you know, now researchers come out to say that it even has a role in prolonging men's lives, in fighting cancer.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's a big thing, really.
Well, let's link, you know, I'm going to be very anti-male during this entire show.
That's okay. We're only talking about chromosomes.
Okay. Yeah. See, the other thing is, the other thing is, if you think about it, in every country on the planet, regardless of how good or bad the healthcare system is, women live longer than men by about 5 or 6 years. In Malaysia, I think it's 6 years. There is a 6-year differential between life expectancy for women compared to men, and that kind of number is pretty similar across most developing or developed countries. You know, there is a difference of that amount in number of years. So why is that? Why is there a difference, right? There shouldn't be. There shouldn't be a difference. We're living in the same environment. We're eating the same food. We have the same healthcare. But it still happens. No matter what you do, women live longer than men. So does the Y chromosome have anything to do with this? Do some of the problems the Y chromosome have contribute to this increased, decreased life expectancy, increased mortality, increased death? And I think, you know, and this study that came out just in December, just before Christmas, which showed the link between smoking and loss of the Y chromosome, mm-hmm. they suggested that as the Y chromosome is, I mean, they looked at blood cells, that basically defense systems the body has, immune defense systems, may be degraded as the Y chromosome degrades in some of these cells in the blood. So, you know, it's a very important thing. It's a very fundamental thing. Why does the Y chromosome, why has it lost 90% of its genes? Firstly, you know, and consequently 90% of its size. And why is it prone to more problems, more mutations? And why is it being lost in men as they age or as they smoke?
Up next, I want to find out how it affects lifespan, really. I mean, would you have answers for that?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll
there
come
we
back. If you have a question for Dr. Arif, send it through 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sevisudi. There was a recent article where scientists at the University of Sweden have said that the male Y chromosome may have a role in prolonging men's lives and fighting cancer. And men who had lost part of their Y chromosome actually died about 5.5 years earlier than those who had not. Dr. Arif Anwar, our resident geneticist, in the studio with us, trying to help us understand what all of this really means. Yeah. There was also research about how the Y chromosome is associated with the with smoking is associated mm-hmm. with the loss of the Y chromosome. Earlier on, we spoke about how does the Y chromosome affect lifespan? How do they come to that conclusion?
Well, okay, so let me just go
Isn't
backwards.
That weak? It must be a very weak chromosome.
It is a very weak chromosome. It's the weakest, puniest chromosome. It is. Just Google images of the Y chromosome and you'll see, compared to all the other chromosomes, all the other chromosomes are nicely paired and it doesn't have any buddies. You know, it kind of just tries to hang on to the X chromosome by little bits at the end, but fails miserably.
How sad.
It is very sad. Mm-hmm. It's quite pathetic.
Are you not concerned after knowing this and, you know, reading about all of this research that's come out?
Well, I mean, it was very interesting. I mean, a few years ago, and it's no longer thought to be the case, there was this really funny, and it made huge headlines 5 or 6 years ago, that given the rate of the decline of the Y chromosome, scientists predicted that the Y chromosome would eventually just disappear.
completely. Oh,
right.
Dear.
Now, that was 5 or 6 years ago. I want to come back to you with some new research in a minute. But 5 or 6 years ago, it made massive headlines, and all the papers around the world were like, oh, that's the end of men.
Yeah.
And there'll be no more men. We don't need, I mean, the women's groups were really happy.
We don't
have
to talk about the glass ceiling anymore.
Exactly. It's gone, right? You know, there'll be less accidents on the roads and, you know, less murders and all the rest of it. That extrapolation was a bit flawed, actually, that research, because very recently, a couple of years ago, or maybe earlier than that, they compared like the chimpanzee Y chromosome to the human Y chromosome, and through various analysis, they showed actually that for the last 4 or 5 million years, it's been quite stable. So that might be good or bad news, depending on which side of the fence you're on, but men, I mean, it was thought 5 years ago that maybe in 4 or 5 million years, there'll be no more men, because the Y chromosome would disappear. Mm-hmm. But from the most recent research, the Y chromosome did lose huge chunks of its DNA millions of years ago, but the last 4 or 5 million years has been very stable. So I think we're going to be around for a while. Sorry.
Okay. But it's affecting lifespan, Dr. Arif. I mean, you're one who wants to live long. I know you and George want to live a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
What can you do to make sure that this Y chromosome doesn't just...
Well, there's some fundamental things.
So,
for example, if you look at other chromosomes, they're much longer. And all chromosomes have these little like bumpers. You can think of like bumpers. You know, like a car has bumpers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's harder to see in modern cars, but if you look at a car from the 70s, it's got these big aluminium bumpers that protect it from being whacked by something. And chromosomes are like that as well. So at the ends of chromosomes, there are these things called telomeres, and they protect the chromosome, the DNA, from damage. And these telomeres get shorter and shorter with time in all chromosomes, in men and women. That's partially why we age, and maybe that's why we die. The Y chromosome, because it's so short and so much more prone to damage because of, I talked about the buddy thing, number one. Number two, the Y chromosome, by its very nature, when it's formed prior to fertilization, you know, during sperm production, given, I don't want to go into too much detail here because it sounds a bit rude, but given where they're produced, it's not an ideal environment. So it's prone to damage through that as well. So how does it contribute to reduction? Well, you're right, this study in Sweden, they found that there was a 5.5 year reduction in men who smoked compared to men who didn't smoke.
Yeah.
And when they tried to look at why, pardon the pun, when they tried to look at why, they found it was the Y chromosome was, so in about less, roughly a fifth of the cells, it isn't like a completely non-Y male, right? I want to clarify that.
Okay.
What they found was roughly a fifth of the cells in these people in Sweden, I presume, didn't have any Y chromosome at all in their cells. Zippo.
What happens to you?
So it's just gone. It's just been damaged beyond. There's a relationship between the smoking and the damage to the Y chromosome. And then these men, and they got rid of all the other factors. It wasn't due to these men eating more food or having higher blood pressure or whatever. It was precisely linked to smoking. They got rid of all the other factors. So it really was a smoking-related factor. You know, I am a big anti-smoking. I don't even sit next to somebody who's... I mean, if you want to meet me and you want to talk to me and you're going to carry on smoking, sorry, I don't want to talk to you.
Join the club.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, you know, and this is even more damning evidence in terms of how bad smoking is for you, because smoking is directly from the study... And I didn't do the research myself, somebody else did it, but having read the study, smoking has directly been associated with this loss of the Y chromosome in a proportion of the cells in these people, and leading to a decrease in life expectancy of about 5.5 years, which is pretty significant, right? And also, it's also been linked in other studies as this also leads to an increase in certain cancers. Right.
And that link is what? The Y chromosome genes? What is your role in
the
preventing?
Mechanism, if you read the paper and all the news that went around this study, the mechanism is not precisely known why.
Mm.
Okay. why the loss of the Y chromosome leads to this. One theory is that it affects the immune system, the body's ability to fight off these cancer cells. And the genes, I mean, this is the other thing, and this is kind of getting off topic very slightly, but this whole thing about the Y chromosome being a wasteland of junk DNA. Mm-hmm. There's been a very famous study, and I talk about it during lectures I give sometimes to students, is there's a very famous study, and if anyone's interested, they can read it. I'm not going to talk about it too much. It's called the ENCODE study, E-N-C-O-D-E, mm-hmm. ENCODE. And it was done by a very prestigious group in the UK. And what they, in one sentence, what they basically showed is there's no such thing as junk DNA.
Okay.
That everything does something. So this whole thing about the Y chromosome having huge stretches of junk, rubbish, DNA, there's nothing. Well, I think that's something we have to still kind of
figure out.
Mm-hmm. And there may be things that are happening that are being made by these bits of what we think is junk DNA, which may have some beneficial effects, some protective effect. And once we get rid of the Y chromosome, then that protective effect disappears. There are these genes called tumor suppressor genes, which is called, so tumor suppressor genes actually, as the name goes, they suppress, they inhibit a cancer from developing or progressing. So, you know, there are probably more questions than answers, but certainly what seems pretty damning evidence is smoking, you know, everyone knows this. I think it's been conclusively proven by lots of different studies over the last 20, 30 years, 40 years, smoking is bad for you. This is even more evidence. You know, if you're a guy, you lose your Y chromosome, buddy.
And if you don't have your Y chromosome, so what? It directly affects your lifespan?
Yeah. 5.5 years.
And that's it.
5.5 years. That's the average, right? So.
And as you're losing it, mm-hmm. how does it impact your health?
Well, see, if you're a really young guy and you haven't had children yet, mm-hmm. It might affect your fertility. Now, this study was done on much older men. Now, but it is not a huge stretch of the imagination to suggest that it might affect your fertility if mm-hmm. you smoke and you are looking to have children. As you age, you don't, you know, someone in my age, I'm no longer interested in having more children, but it might, I mean, I don't smoke. I did have one cigarette illegally when I was very young and I decided
illegally,
I was underage.
It's always been legal.
Yeah, no. No, in the UK, it's illegal.
You were underage.
Just by a couple of years. Okay. Yeah, I shouldn't really say. I hope my son's not listening. But yeah, I didn't really enjoy it, so yeah. That was it.
Good
one.
For you.
I've lost my train of thought.
I was asking you about in the process of mm-hmm. completely losing it.
Yes.
What else? How will that impact your health? You said so in terms of fertility.
In terms of fertility, mm-hmm. but that might not matter if you're an older chap. But it, you know, the fact you're losing such an important, you know, an entire chromosome or bits of a huge chromosome, an important chromosome that makes you male, you're losing certain protective genes that are on the Y chromosome, and the fact it's affecting cancer is very interesting. The fact it's leading to, I mean, if this paper came out and said, you know, when you lose the Y chromosome, there is a reduction in fertility, that makes a lot of sense. That's really obvious,
yeah.
Right? If that's what it said, then everybody would say, yeah, sure, that makes a lot of sense. The fact they came out and said that these men, when they start to lose the Y chromosome, not in all their cells, but some of their cells, only some of their cells, there is a reduction in your lifespan, that's a big deal. So it's having a gross effect on your health. It's having a system-wide defect. It's affecting lots of things. The cancer thing the evidence seems pretty strong that part of it is because it leads to an increase in certain cancers.
Yep.
But the fact it's mortality, that you lose lifespan, 5 years of lifespan, suggests that it's having an impact on lots of other systems. And this is what we have to keep, I keep harping on about this when it comes to genetics and health, genetics and health, you know, it's a system-wide situation, even a little teeny change in your DNA can have has an effect throughout your body. So, you know, if you ever, I'm sorry to preach, but if you're ever in doubt about smoking, or, you know, this is even more evidence to give it up or not even start.
Do you think the damage is reversible?
That's the good news. And I shouldn't really say it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. I shouldn't have asked.
Damn it, Mira.
I'm sorry. I was confident that the answer was no.
Yeah, no, it is. There is evidence. There is evidence that as you, but you need to do it for a number of years, and consistently, not like cheat. You can't cheat. I know some people who pretend to give up smoking and then they have still have two a day. You know, and that's cheating. So if you really, really give up, and you really give up for a number of years, then the effects of this degradation of the Y chromosome, these cells, because don't forget, all our cells are being replaced most of the time, right? Most of our cells are being replaced most of the time, right? You know, our skin cells, our hair cells, our blood cells, you know, our internal organs, many of those cells are regenerated. We don't keep the same cells that we were born with. So that's why with time, you can get rid of the cells that don't have the Y chromosome will eventually die. And if you stop smoking, then the new cells might have a normal Y chromosome.
Might have. Well,
slowly. It's like a replenishment process, right? You replenish your body. You fill up your body with good cells that contain the Y chromosome.
So you can stop and hope for the best.
Well, actually, there is very strong evidence that it is reversible. That's the good news. But you need to do it consistently.
Okay.
So, I didn't really want to say that because I don't want people to smoke, but, you know.
But there is still hope if you do stop.
Yeah, if you stop, then, yeah.
Do you think more research needs to be done to establish whether or not the Y chromosome really could be a predictor of cancer risk?
Absolutely. I mean, this is just the beginning. This is a very new study. It just came out 10 days before Christmas. Right, so it's a very, very new study. I mean, the people who published it have come up with a test. It's a little bit premature. It's called the Cray test. Mm-hmm. They just published the work like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think a lot more research needs to be done in terms of what is the mechanism, why does it have that effect?
But how would you know if your Y chromosome is actually deteriorating? Would you even know? Is there a way of checking?
Can you know your... Well, you can have a test. You can have a blood test. It's possible to do that. It's possible to look at your cells. I mean, this is routine. You can do it in any hospital. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But you can do it. It's called karyotyping. Karyotyping is a method that's been around since the 50s, 1950s, where scientists, you know, medical labs would take a cell and they have a little technique for actually looking at the chromosomes in each cell. So they can tell whether you have a Y chromosome or not in some of your cells or most of your cells. And it's a relatively inexpensive test that's offered for other reasons in labs. And it's done in Malaysia routinely by most hospitals.
So if you do have fertility problems, then that will be one of the tests that you would do.
I'm sure that, it's not my domain, but I'm sure that doctors who specialize in fertility testing look at that kind of thing. It's the first thing you would look at, probably.
Okay. So while a man's risk of cancer does increase with age, there are things the men can do to stack the odds in their favor. What would it be? I know stop smoking is one.
So stopping smoking is very, very important. Mm-hmm. I think general advice, because it's kind of a, you know, inside our bodies we have a war going on, right? You've got these things which are you know, we hear about this word free radicals. Yeah. These are little like little bombs that go off and damage your DNA, and then you have things which actually can counteract and soak up free radicals. So you have to push the balance in favor of against free radicals, right? Antioxidants, these antioxidants we hear about. The nice thing is, contrary to what you might hear in advertising or et cetera, all these things, that doing this doesn't have to cost a huge amount of money. In fact, it's free to do. To put your balance right costs nothing to do. Right, you don't have to go and buy antioxidants. You know, you can buy them, I'm sure, you know, but you don't have to do that. The best thing to do is avoid free radicals. So that's excessive exposure to things that can cause free radicals to form. So part of that is smoking. Part of that is exposure to, you know, toxins and pollution and bad environment. Fried foods, etc., can cause production of free radicals. Antioxidants
that ain't free, but it's painful.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. And then antioxidants is all the good stuff. That soaks up free radicals. So eating more berries, eating more red stuff, eating, you know, more green stuff, all the green stuff. And that's the kind of rule I follow, is all the green and red stuff is good for you.
Okay.
Right? And
what about weight gain? Eating healthily is what you're talking about. Cutting down alcohol.
Alcohol also, is also a major cause of issues in terms of damage
chromosome.
To the DNA, damage to DNA. So you have to, in general.
Okay.
So these are all things, unfortunately, these are all, I mean, sometimes people think all the good stuff, you know, the nasi goreng and nasi lemak and the char kway teow and all the fried stuff, it's really good, but, you know, it can also damage you.
Okay.
It can damage your...
So alcohol and...
Alcohol, fried food, pollutants, excessive exposure to sunshine.
Healthy weight.
Weight doesn't necessarily, but it's a major health factor, but doesn't necessarily involve link to formation of antioxidants, as far as I know.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Your message on the Y chromosome and smoking.
Yeah, if you're a guy,
if
you're a guy, you know, you have to give women some credit here. They outlive, women outlive men. They're genetically superior, and you know, if anyone was to survive long term, it's going to be women compared to men. If you look at just genetics, so I think men, we have to kind of tone down our Marlboro Man driving the what
but
was the car? What was
argue,
the car he was driving? Yeah. James Dean, I forget the name of the car.
I don't know, but one could argue that
AC Cobra.
Yeah, that was beyond our control that we were made this way.
Well, women are just genetically superior to men. Given how things are done right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Okay.
It's a biological genetic fact. It's much better to be a woman genetically. I mean, there are many diseases where males have much higher incidence. Like autism, for example. Mm-hmm. We talked about autism a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Autism is much higher in males compared to females. Part of that is because men only have one X chromosome.
Right.
There are a whole list of diseases. Sorry, I was about to end, but there are a whole list of conditions which, if you Google it, are called X-linked disorders. And X-linked disorders are mutations on the X chromosome. Now, you may think I've gone crazy now because I was saying about the Y chromosome,
mm-hmm.
but men only have one X chromosome, so we can't repair our X chromosome because we don't have a second copy. So mutations that arise on the X chromosome are not easily fixable. So there are over 100 conditions, which are called X-linked disorders. And they're more common in men because we only have one chromosome.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Really?
Yeah. It's so my message is, if you were in any doubt about smoking, you know, it's really not worth it, I would say. I know it's controversial and people like to smoke, but, you know, give it up. It's the new year. It's still new year, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're still kind of in the new year.
It always is.
Even though we're almost,
into the third month.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, my God. Yeah, I was about to say the second month, but we're in
time's
almost,
flying,
yeah, yeah.
Dr. Arya, but
so
it's never,
give it up.
Ever.
Give it
never
up.
Never, ever too late.
Give it up.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Arif Anwar, our resident geneticist on smoking and your Y chromosome on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.